Welcome, guys, to the Life Stuff and Things podcast. I am one of your hosts, Bobby. Hope you guys are doing well. Just a quick reminder to follow us on our socials. We're on Twitter at LSATPod1. That is LSATPod, the number one. You'll also find us on Instagram at Life Stuff and Things Podcast. If you guys want to reach out to us, tell us what you want to hear from us. Tell us what you like about the podcast, what you don't like about the podcast. Just give us an email over at lifestuffandthingspodcast@gmail.com. We're on Apple and Spotify, so if you like what you're listening to, and we really, really hope you do, just give us a quick like and subscribe maybe. Just a quick idea of what you're going to get out of this episode and any episode going forward. We just talk. We don't really, you know, have a format. We did when we were B-squared, and we realized that like a lot of the good stuff that we liked about our episodes was when we would stop recording, when our producer Meat was just putting everything together. Like the things that we felt like gelled was just us talking about life stuff and things. Very creative title. I know, I came up with that one myself. Actually, I didn't. I'm pretty sure it was the three of us together. So, you know, but we hope you like this episode and you hope to continue to support us, and we'll talk to you guys soon. We hope you enjoy it. See, like, Nick Kroll is someone that I feel like should be in more shit.
He's not getting into dramas.
All right.
Adam Devine.
Who?
Adam Devine.
That is a name.
Okay.
Yep.
He's somebody who should be in more stuff. I love him.
That's Workaholics, right?
Yeah.
We watched, literally right after we watched Knives Out, we watched that movie that they did on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
I don't know.
Were they like the three janitors, and it was a spoof of Die Hard? Fuck, what was it called?
Did you watch Righteous Gemstones?
Some of it.
I just figured because you guys are such Adam Devine fans.
He was on Righteous Gemstones?
Yeah, he plays the youngest son.
I'm thinking of that other show with
Adam Sandler.
No, what's his name?
Jesus Christ. You're just going to be wrong 90% of the time.
That's the point.
I hold on. Give me a second. I got fuck.
Got to take risks.
He's the dude with the long hair and the glasses.
Long hair and the glasses?
Yeah.
On HBO?
I'm pretty sure the show was on HBO.
Long hair.
He's got like a weird ass name too.
Fraggle Rock.
Yeah. Fuck is wrong with you?
Gargamel.
Because, yes, there's a show on HBO called Gargamel.
All right, so apparently his name is not Jeremiah. I could have swore the guy's name was Jeremiah.
Long hair and glasses.
Yes.
What's the show about?
I couldn't even tell you, honestly. And then he did a movie, the guy, where, like, it's like a sci, like he writes a sci-fi book or whatever, and I think he stole the idea from, like, I want to say it was like fucking, I don't know, I can't even think of, was it Jonah Hill in the movie? No, I don't think it was Jonah Hill.
You don't even know the plot of the movie.
No, I don't. Now
the worst part is there's somebody listening to this yelling at
what's the vampire movie right on FX.
Vampire movie on FX?
Where they're the vampires that live in fucking Staten Island.
Oh, you're talking about What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do. I think he's on that.
True Blood.
He's probably not on this.
See, I was close on that one.
No, he's definitely not on this.
A little too close.
I just thought he was on this.
What? Long hair with glasses does not make any sense.
This is going to bother the fuck. Oh, Nick Kroll was on that at least.
Yeah, he's on a couple of episodes.
Oh, and your boy Taika Waititi or whatever his
Jesus
fucking name
Christ.
Is.
Yes, he. I'm assuming you never saw the movie.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
That's him, Jermaine Clement.
Long hair with the glasses?
He was, all right, and the name of the show is Fly to the Conchords.
Long hair with the glasses.
Fuck you, I got it. Jermaine Clement.
Yeah, he's in Avatar 2 as well.
I'm proud of you, baby.
Yeah, that would have. Fucking seriously, that would have fucking annoyed the shit. Oh yeah, it was in Way of the Water, Dr. Garvin. I'm trying to look up this movie where he like it was not Year of the Rabbit. Nope. Apparently, he was a voice on Wee Bear Bears.
Oh, I just saw Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, I feel like I like that movie. That's the.
Wait, you've seen Jojo Rabbit?
I did. It's the Holocaust one or whatever, right? Like yeah. Yeah.
How have you seen that? That came out after we started dating. How have you? Okay.
I mean, you didn't.
You have this
live
whole
here.
Other life that I don't know about.
2019.
Yeah.
I just saw it. I bought that movie back in like August.
All right. Where the fuck is this movie that he did?
It's $5. It's worth it.
Not Dinner for Schmucks.
The one good line of that movie.
Gentlemen Broncos.
Never heard of it.
The one. Yeah, with Michael Angaro. Yeah, one of the dumbest fucking movies I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, the kid writes like a fantasy, like sci-fi thing. And this guy steals it and becomes famous off of it. Like, it was so dumb. Yeah, Jermaine Clement. That's the guy's name. Fuck you, Jermaine Clement. If you're listening, I love you. Shout out Jermaine Clement.
And again, you Number haven't seen fan. What We Do in the Shadows.
No.
Do yourself a favor.
Watch it.
It's a ridiculous movie.
I mean, I feel like I should watch it for the simple fact that it's vampires living on Staten Island.
That's not how the movie starts.
Is it funny?
Oh.
The show is the vampires in Long Island.
Oh. Oh.
Yes, it's a comedy.
And it's funny, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. I know that one.
She's taking a sip out of her shut the fuck up cup.
I can see her.
Shut the fuck cup. Oh, that's right. You can see her now. We've upgraded.
In Jojo Rabbit, there's one line which I've been thinking about all week since I heard the character say it. He's like, oh my God. She's like a female Jesse Owens.
The fuck is that supposed to mean?
Because she's fast.
Oh, all right.
But then because it's Jewish, he goes, oh, actually, I mean, she's like a Jewish female Jesse Owens.
Damn.
Gotta make that distinction.
It's so stupid. And the fact that Taika Waititi plays Hitler in the movie is insane.
I was gonna say, like, which part of that would piss Hitler off more?
All of it.
That it was a black woman or a Jewish woman.
That's the problem.
Damn.
That's the joke.
Damn.
Oh, spoiler alert, since you're probably not going to see this movie anytime soon.
Why do you think that?
Are you going to see this movie anytime soon?
Because you had it since 2019. It's now 2023.
Is this Scarlett Johansson in that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch it.
When? Recently? Soon? I mean?
Between now and when I die.
All right, so you're not going to watch it. Spoiler alert, she gets hanged in the middle of the movie?
Jesus.
Yeah. And this is a comedy.
Scarlett Johansson does?
Yeah.
What kind of comedies do you people watch?
Listen, I still think
and
Django
it
can
wasn't
be
a
killed.
You people in the way that you people probably think. It was me saying that to Meat and Michelle. So I'm saying like you cultured people.
You could have just said you two.
All right, what kind of movies do you two watch?
Funny Oscar winning stuff here, man.
Bono and fucking. What's the guitarist name from U2? The Game or The Shape or whatever his fucking...
The Shape.
No, that's Michael Myers.
Do you remember when U2 put all their albums on everybody's phones?
No, they put the one album
out.
On
oh, that's
everybody's
what I mean.
Phone, which is still on my fucking
Mine
iTunes
too. I never deleted
to
it.
Delete it.
People were so pissed about that.
So it's eating
that.
Up like 700 megabytes of my fucking space on my iTunes. Whatever.
I went to type U2 guitarist. And without thinking, I typed U.S. guitarist.
/ Richie Sambora.
U2 guitarist. Okay.
What is it? He's named The Something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at pictures. I apologize.
Oh, I got it. His name is The Jermaine Clement.
It's The Edge.
The Edge. Should have had that.
You should have got that.
Know,
it like was right on the edge of your tongue.
Yeah. It's one of my top five favorite wrestlers. Of all time.
That's your tattoo, is
Adam
right?
Copeland. Yeah,
you too?
No, the like Edge. Adam Copeland.
I know. It's a yeah. joke.
You think you know me? On this day. Fucking great.
You can
song.
Listen to wrestling podcasts.
What?
You can listen to wrestling podcasts.
I could.
You should.
Eh.
Or you could do like a radio play type shit. There's a lot of those.
Well, that's what I listen to in the morning a lot. I listen to sports talk radio and eventually like
I meant radio.
But I'm only in my car I'm only in my car for like 20 combined minutes in the morning. So it's not even like I really can get into anything. Uh-oh, Michelle's yawning.
I'm okay.
We're boring her.
Listen, I listen to 2.5 hours of movies and TV talk.
Oh, I'm sorry that it was so bad for you.
I got to just say nonsense.
You
want to
talk about
me.
Your kids whose names we can't say?
Boy child and girl child.
Or your family who we can't talk about? Please, by all means, pick a topic for us to talk about that we're actually allowed to talk about.
She didn't say you couldn't talk about boy child and girl child. Don't be upset because I'm following the rules.
Guys, I'm sorry. I love you, guys. I'm proud of you guys. I want to tell the world
about you. I appreciate that.
I want to tell the world about you guys. I love you guys.
I'm a rule follower by nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too.
Because I'm a path of least resistance kind of guy.
Why don't you two just fucking get it over with? All right?
Do you want to watch or?
No.
Okay.
I don't want it to be weird.
Again, you asked for this, so.
What do you mean? You're saying, when it actually happens, I ask for it?
You asked for it.
Yeah. I had a dream about it one night. Like, real talk, I had a dream one night that you two were, like, fooling around behind my back.
Is this a literal fever dream?
No, this is after that.
Yeah, it was, like, 2 days ago.
No, it was over the week. Yeah, it was over the weekend. Yeah, so, like, a couple of days ago, yeah. I'll tell you in the audience, I had a dream that she asked you for a dick pic and you sent it to her.
Wow.
No woman in the world has ever been like, send me a dick pic.
You did. Are you kidding? You want videos of me jerking off to the day. So you asked for that. So try again. To this day. And her silence is her knowing that I'm right.
No, you're just supposed to hear the shaking of the head and the rolling of the eyes.
So you don't want videos of me jerking off or see pictures of my dick. Is that what you're saying? We're waiting for an answer. Your audience is waiting for an answer.
Listen, I laughed a lot this week, but that was a good one. That was a good laugh, guys. Thank you.
Mm. Mm. Okay. It's fine. Do you ever... All right, obviously Michelle can answer this.
So,
Before
you move on to your question, how much of this dream was there? Like, how often? Like, but did you see the pictures? Or
yes.
Like, was I?
That was what? That's what was so weird about it is that I mean, obviously, I don't know what your dick looks
right,
like.
Right. So, like, was I like, what? Like,
but on her phone,
okay,
because I saw her. I saw her texting you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, she did, like, this shimmy thing where, like, she didn't want me to see it. And I thought that was super shady.
Mm-hmm.
So, cut to me grabbing her phone when she fell asleep. And she asked for a dick pic. And there it was. There was a...
What did it look like? Was I posing, though?
It's weird. It wasn't, like... Right. It was a picture of a very large African-American man's penis. But offensively big.
Oh, that's not big.
No, but like it was just like, why does a dick have to be that big? Like in the dream,
these are the thoughts you're having in your head.
In the dream, I was like, what the fuck? Right. Like I, and then I like again, like I've had dreams.
Then you
like
woke
that
up
before.
In a cold sweat, like, oh my god.
No, but like I don't. There's never any confrontation when I have dreams like that. I literally wake up before this confrontation where I can confront both of you. Like, all right, so, why are we talking about
so this? How did the dream end? Let me ask you that.
I just woke up.
Oh, okay.
Like, I saw the flirting going on or whatever. I guess not flirting when she's fucking whoring it, you know, like, let me see that dick. Like,
that's not whoring it out. This is when to see a black dick that you know. That's not whoring it out.
See, the thing is because I know Michelle would never do this in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when her and I first started dating, all right, Michelle used to be, like, the nicest person ever to me. Mm-hmm. She's no longer that person. She's mean to me now.
Jeez.
But I would have dreams where there was, like, bizarro Michelle, where she was a fucking cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I used to always wonder why I'd have these dreams. So... Yeah, like
no drama.
But like in those dreams where like she would like all right, so like I remember one dream I think I told her about, like I went out to dinner with my brother and then she's at the bar at the restaurant flirting with some guy. And then like I said something to her and she like was telling the guy that I was crazy and all this stuff. And then I just woke up. So like I don't know, like the dreams that I have with stuff like that, like there's never any resolution. There's never any resolve. So In my dream world, you guys are still fucking fooling around behind my back. So, like, I hope you guys have fun.
Again, asking for a dick pic isn't fucking.
It's cheating, though.
Oh, it's definitely cheating.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Whatever. Anything outside the rules of you guys' arrangement is cheating. So, yeah, whatever. But
like, that's, listen, that's your interpretation. Like, Michelle's interpretation, I don't even have to ask her, is completely different. Like, I could, like, stare at a woman for too long, and she would probably say that that's cheating. You know what I mean? Right? Yeah. You would. Like, if you saw me, like, checking some woman out for, like, longer than, like, 2 seconds,
but she'd just verify that you two were both looking at the same woman.
Because
just like every other man does not exist to me because I'm with you, every other woman doesn't exist to me. Like, it's you and only you. I'm obsessed.
Late in the night to get into this right now.
It annoys him.
It does.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. I love you. And like, it obviously, like, that's great to hear, but it's bullshit to me. I've said this to you since day one. So it's not like I just, you know what I mean?
Have you ever seen me checking out anyone?
No, I haven't. But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Because I don't.
But like, that's the thing. Like, it's if that's the case, if that's the actual case that you don't check out other men, that's insane on so many levels.
I think the question is, what do you see? Oh, shit, hold on. What do you see when you see other men?
It's a very good question.
Like, if somebody says, that's an attractive man, right, ladies? And you go, like, what do you
say? Like, you say no?
I mean, I'll agree with whoever. Like, yeah, sure.
But you don't actually mean
it. No, yeah, no, there's no, there's no attraction to anyone else.
That is amazing.
And like, honestly, like, it's genuine. Like, she's not just saying this to make herself sound good on a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, after 5 years together, like you would have seen it happen somewhere.
She legit, like, I noticed dudes checking her out all the time. Like, it's gotten to the point where it's fucking comical to me. And I don't think she notices ever. Maybe once in a while.
If it's aggressive.
Oh, yeah. Some of the dudes, it's like straight, like, I mean, fucking straight up. Like, that dude at MJ's that time.
Yeah.
Like, legit held the door open for us. But, like, literally, like, when she got past, like, literally went out of his way to, like, look at her walk inside while I'm still entering the building.
Right. He's not looking at you. Well, he don't care about you.
I'm aware.
Right. So let him look.
I do.
Right.
I'm like, dude, take it for a test drive. Go ahead, man. Not really. No.
You hear the keys?
Yeah.
She'll do whatever I say, so.
Damn, you pimping out your girlfriend? Jesus
Christ. Yeah, you imagine?
No, I don't want to imagine. It's a horrible life. Yikes. Is this like because of the brain injury thing or?
No, it's always been like that. Okay, damn.
I'm just saying, not seeing other people as attractive sounds like a mental disorder.
And like, I want to stay for the record. It's not because like I'm jealous or.
No.
Yeah. Like, I think it's unhealthy that she doesn't do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that I want her to like actively check out other guys. But I'm saying, like, just, like, a normal fucking thing. Like, if you see a
girl. Seeing other people as attractive isn't you wanting that attractive person. That's two separate things.
It's just you're like, oh, wow, that's a good-looking person. Like, I'll be brutally honest with you. There are times I can see a guy, and I'm like, that is a handsome son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I have no problem saying that. Doesn't mean I want to fuck him or anything. Like, I can appreciate good-looking people.
Right. You understand. You're a 2 on the Kinsey scale. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. We established this. Yeah. Like, what? I'm like, halfway gay or what was it?
It's like not halfway gay. Like, that's not.
You got a chub.
Like, I'll put the tip in my mouth. Like, what was it? I forget.
That's not even.
I'll just like, is that a good, like, you know.
That's up to you. Like, I think that's a little more than I think. There's like, I think that's number 3 on the Kinsey scale.
All right, whatever.
Holy damn. Shit!
But see, like, I forgot about that conversation, but that was like 2 weeks ago. A lot of shit's happened.
A lifetime ago.
Guys, don't get the flu. It sucks.
And don't have back problems, too.
Yeah.
That also sucks.
Fuck.
Don't limp
using, like,
person
a heating pad or
it.
Anything? Ice?
I did. Like, those first couple days.
Did it work at all?
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
But you're still but not, eventually... you're not allowed, you're not supposed to keep that shit off for, like, more than 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah. What about, like, Icy Hot?
Icy Hot worked.
Yeah. What's, Tiger Bomb works. The only thing with Tiger Bomb is that it fucking, smells. It gets all over your clothes smells. And it smells.
Biofreeze?
I don't know.
That's
that
what
one.
The chiropractor always used to recommend.
Or like Bengay. Biofreeze. Bengay does. It's not that bad. It's just like a peppermint cream kind of thing.
I can smell it. Like.
Yeah, so can I. But we're glad to hear that you're doing better.
Me too.
Yeah, that's rough.
Especially since I have a low car too. Ugh. Like, just the thought, like, for the first couple of days, it was like, I have to get in the car to go to CVS.
Well, like, I had you said it might have been your bed. I had a bed that literally, like, because of my weight, like, there was literally a crater in the middle of the bed. Mm-hmm. And that legit caused me severe muscle, like, back pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I could totally believe that it's your bed. Like, I used to take, like, pillows and put it. Like, yeah. In the fucking, yeah, because it...
Now I'm sleeping on the floor, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not good, yeah. But it's whatever.
Like straight up on the floor?
On the floor.
There's no cushioning between you and the floor.
Obligatory cap.
And that, you sleep comfortably? Like, I couldn't do that.
Because I used to, like, I spent, like, the last 2 years sleeping on that bed.
Yeah.
Because I used to not sleep on the bed. I used to sleep on the floor.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, I got accustomed to the bed. And then it finally caught up to me. Because that bed was just...
Now, is it a soft mattress or is it like...
It's a foam mattress, yeah.
Yeah, see, nah, that's no dice. I can't sleep on super soft mattresses. I can't do it.
Apparently me neither.
Yeah, like I can't.
Have you seen like the Sleep Number beds, right? There's the one with like the cooling technology.
Yeah.
$10,000.
Well, how else do you think rich mattress. People are going to spend money? Like, think about like just the most extravagant type shit you can think of, and that's
marble floors.
Yeah,
in my bathroom, I'm buying, yeah, on a heated like bathroom floor.
Oh, I've got a list of what I would do win this $1 billion lottery. I've got lists. I have a whole plan.
Are you moving out of Jersey though?
We can't.
I mean, you can't.
Because of boy child and girl child.
But that has to do with anything.
They still got to see their dad and stuff.
Take them with
you. We'd actually buy, I think we'd buy a house in town, right? Like downtown.
I thought you were going to say you're going to buy a house for them because I was ready to be like, the fuck you are.
Why
no,
not?
No. Like we'd buy a house downtown.
Like if the point is you want the kids to be happy and have a father figure, yada, 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 buy them a house as well.
Meet, I don't care about none of that shit.
You don't have to care. You didn't win the lottery. She did.
That's true.
It's her kids.
Yeah, it's true.
It's her family.
You're right. You're right.
I'm not saying you got to buy a house next door.
Could you just buy me like a shack maybe? Like just no, for like, I could put like a TV. On.
Listen, if we win the lottery, literally the first thing we're doing, I said this, is we're going to Vegas. We're going to get married by Kenny and Dolly impersonators. Why? I don't know, because it just seems like something stupid to do.
Yeah, so you sign that prenup first, though.
No, I don't know. I could take half.
Jesus Christ. That's dangerous.
Listen, if you got $1 billion, you can have
That's dangerous.
We like each other.
Yeah, so did Melinda Gates and Bill Gates. And
Jeff Bezos and his ex-wife. You see she's getting divorced again to another rich dude?
That's because...
He's not a rich dude. He's a teacher.
Oh, but she's fucking ugly.
The point is, God. Some people are just unhappy, and no amount of new dick is going to change this, or new pussy is going to change this.
Mm. Or in my case, no pussy.
There is not a problem I have in the world that could not be solved by money.
I thought she was going to say dick. I'm like, damn. It sounded like she was going to say dick, right?
No, because she was talking about money.
Oh. Your dick makes everything better.
What?
You heard me?
No, I didn't hear you.
Said your dick makes everything better.
Huh, thanks, babe.
I'm still poor,
not
but
dick. Your dick makes everything better.
Exactly.
My dick. Unfortunately, my dick doesn't pay the bills though.
It could.
It could. It absolutely could. But she wouldn't be with me then.
Again, what you do, how you make your money outside of work is not her business.
It's kind of her business.
No, it's not.
Mm.
Unless you have a shared...
It's my goddamn business.
Unless you have a shared bank account.
We don't.
Exactly. So it's not her business.
Are we ever going to be that couple that has a joint bank account?
It's probably a good idea.
No, we're pretty good at...
Yeah, like, I feel like we just split things. Like, there's...
But you can make a new... progression. You can make a new enough bank what? Account.
It's just, like, natural. Like, I pay certain things, you yeah, pay and certain I pay, things.
Yeah, like...
What I'm saying is, it's customary. You can keep your separate personal accounts and have...
Yeah, but not everything has to be customary. Like...
Okay, right. So you can just have... one bank account for the two of you. You could. I'm not saying you should.
I wouldn't be opposed to it because, like, I'm like literally, if I buy myself something, I tell her how much it is. I don't have to do that, but I'm just like, I don't have a reason to hide anything.
I don't buy myself anything. Our kids.
Yeah. I say that. Here we go.
No, but you buy me tons of stuff. You spoil me, so I don't have to spend my money.
Thank you for adding that part.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Fuck.
Have you guys ever had after dinner chocolates? The brand?
No.
Are they a sponsor?
Brought to you by...
Because this sounds like it's a setup for a fucking commercial.
No.
Guys, let me just tell you. After dinner chocolates are the best.
I'm trying to find the company because somebody brought them in at the job. And I'm like, these are all right.
Smooth and creamy.
That's a personal conversation. I don't feel comfortable answering that. I feel like my doctor would ask me this question. Are you talking about chocolates, right?
So Lisa Marie Presley has just died.
No.
Yeah.
Really? That's why she was
trending. Yeah, I saw earlier today she went into like cardiac arrest or supposed cardiac arrest. And according to TMZ, she has died at age 54.
Oh, wow,
so young.
I know. Rest in peace, Lisa Marie Presley.
That's why LMP is trending on Twitter.
Damn.
Okay.
I don't know, like, I don't know if it was natural causes or if there was, drug related. I don't know.
Don't assume.
She saw it.
I'm not
she
assuming anything.
Movie.
I said I
she
don't know.
She saw that movie and was like, let me get out of here.
Oh, the Elvis movie?
Yeah, sure. Let me get out of here. No, thank you. Why is gaslighting trending? Good Lord.
You know,
for the same reason why everybody thinks everyone's a narcissist and suddenly everyone has survived a relationship with a narcissist. I feel like people overuse that all the time.
I forgot she was with Nicolas Cage.
What, recently?
No, right after she filed for divorce from Michael Jackson. They tied the knot in 2002, Nicolas Cage and her.
Oh, wow.
The marriage only lasted a few months before he filed divorce papers. And she was with Michael Jackson for less than 2 years, it says. It's crazy. Wow, she did not age well. All right, I should not speak of the dead like that, but... God damn.
I just saw a thing about Pamela Anderson. She's doing some Netflix documentary.
Okay.
And people were like bashing the way that she looks and, you know, like she's unrecognizable in the new stills released. And it's like, she looks like a woman who's 55. Like, I don't understand. Are we not allowed to have wrinkles and puffy faces and under eye bags? Like, this is what happens when women get older. Like, it's natural.
Tell them why you're mad, babe.
Let's see what she's talking about. Hold on. She's unrecognizable because she looks like an old woman who's had a lot of work done.
I don't think she looks like a cat lady. She didn't have that like.
She kind of does.
She looks completely different though.
She kind of does.
In some of these pictures, that like you wouldn't be able to convince me that was Pamela Anderson. God damn.
Yeah. That's
ladies don't have work done.
They're gonna say don't age.
I mean, if you can help it.
Yeah, if you could, you know, not have the saggy titties and all.
Yeah,
that
become
stuff,
a vampire, you know? Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Drink children's blood, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Ain't my kids.
Damn, that is crazy.
Yeah, some of these, I mean, again, I just Googled Pamela and I'm just looking at pictures. Like, some of them, she looks completely fucking, like, it's insane.
Jeez. To be fair, Tommy Lee always looked old, so.
Yeah, Tommy Lee's is like fucking Keith Richards. Like, it's just never
going to be a good look for me. Holy shit.
No, no, I'm just saying, like, I don't think Tommy Lee is a good-looking guy. Like, I feel like he's looked strung out since he was in Motley Crue in the 80s.
He probably was.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of someone, and I can't think of her name, and I have a name in my head that I know is not going to be her name, because it's somebody from TikTok.
I got you. Jermaine Clement. That's what the name of this episode's got to be. It's got to be Jermaine Clement.
Isn't it Jermaine? Not Jermaine. I think there's an R in his name.
It's sorry,
Jermaine. I think it's Jackson. Jermaine. Look it up, man.
I am. It is Jermaine. Holy shit. I was certain I was ready to be like, it's Jermaine like Jackson. No, it's J-E-M-A-I-N-E.
Jermaine. Wow. Yeah.
I just realized the person I follow on TikTok, you guys might actually know. And then help me get to the name I'm trying to think of beyond that, okay? The name that's stuck in my head is Carmen Karma.
Now, why would I know Carmen Karma?
Because she's from TikTok, but she also has like an OnlyFans and she's like a porn star.
Carmen Karma.
But she's funny. She's funny as anything. Who is the famous person whose name is Carmen?
San Diego?
God damn.
I feel like you just
the lowest of hanging fruits.
You just pulled a Michelle on me. Carmen, what?
Electra?
Pamela Anderson, Carmen. Electra, yes.
Good lord. Yeah, I've never seen Carmen Karma before. But yeah, Carmen Electra, what about her?
How does she look now? She's like about the same age as Pamela Anderson, right?
I think she was like the next generation. So maybe 5 or 6 years younger.
So What We Do in the Shadows isn't on any streaming service.
The movie?
Yeah. I can rent it on Prime though for $3.
Okay.
You might actually enjoy the TV show more.
Well, I want to watch the movie first.
You don't need to, because the characters of that movie end up on episode 8 of the first season.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what does Carmen Electra look like in 2022? She still looks like she's trying hard to look.
Tila Tequila?
Oh, God, no. Anyway, Carmen Electra is, how old is she? She is.
See, she doesn't look as bad as Pamela Anderson.
She's 50. Does. And Pam is what, 56, something like that?
50, yeah, 55, I think. But meanwhile, the Golden Girls, right, were all supposed to be in their 50s.
If Pamela Anderson's 55. Yeah, all of them were fairly younger, way younger than their. Than the show depicted them to be.
I just feel like it was that whole era, though. Like, look at Ted Danson on Cheers. Like, he was supposed to be in his 40s when that show started.
If he would have told me 30, I'd be like, yeah, you know, that would have worked.
So, I don't know, like...
People just looked older.
Yeah, I really think that's it. Because, like, Ted Danson still looks good for his age. Like, they had dinner with Kelsey Grammer last night. And Kelsey Grammer looks great for his age. Like, I just think back then, it was just, you know what I mean? I mean, Estelle Getty was the youngest one out of all of them, and she played the oldest. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, it's just, you know, I just think you had more mature-looking people.
Better.
For whatever reason.
Better tech, technology, better creams.
Yeah, well, that's, again, like.
Oh, I'm sorry, better health. Regimens and skincare routines. There we go. And probably
look at our grandparents, so. Though, like red meat, cigarettes, and they live, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but they looked 40 at 27.
Yeah. I mean, but wouldn't you rather, like, what would you rather have? Like, looking young but dying in your 60s or looking older but dying in your 80s? Listen, or 90s?
I'm just like Alfie. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Okay. Fair enough.
Does everybody have a picture of, like, the grandma holding them as a baby in, like, a velour bathrobe with a cigarette hanging out of their mouth?
I have a picture of me and my cousin, because we're the same age, and my grandma is holding both of us. And, like, this on this wicker chair. And I was like, yeah, that's weird. But all right.
Is she smoking a cigarette?
No, no, no.
Oh.
But wicker, that's kind of a dated thing too.
Well, see, my grandparents, my grandmother didn't smoke. Like, my grandfathers both smoked, but, like, I think they stopped. Like, I you know what I mean? So, but, like, yeah. I mean, both my parents are smokers, but...
Yeah, like, every picture of me as a kid, like, at the your table, parents, there's, like, an your overflowing...
Your used to smoke, right?
My mom did. My dad didn't.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Mee? Did your parents ever smoke?
No.
Yeah.
I think they
did... I used to hate it as a kid.
They did weed in, like, the 70s, though.
That doesn't count.
Fair.
It's so weird to me today, like, all the young kids who vape, like, because... Obviously, like, we're at an age, right, where, like, we knew that smoking was bad. I mean, like, in college, I'm sure people we knew smoked, right? Like, but I never had friends who smoked, like, really. But now all the young kids, like, they're, like, you know, 20, 18, whatever. They're all walking around with vapes all the time.
Well, again, because of this day and age, it's so a weird. Lot more accessible.
I don't think so. The minimum age now is 21 in New Jersey.
As it should be.
Purchase like oh yeah absolutely to purchase vape products and stuff, but they all walk around.
Well, I also think too, it's not like you're not going to get in trouble.
Right, it's decriminalized. Smoking weed.
Yeah, you're not. There's no.
But it's just so weird to me, like that they would never think of picking up a cigarette, but they're all
because cigarettes
all
will kill
vaping.
You.
Like yeah, exactly. Yeah, like that's
as crazy
weird.
As that sounds. Yeah, but weed's not going to. I mean, no. We could. Kill you in other ways.
I'm not talking about weed. I'm literally talking about like the nicotine vape products.
Okay.
Well, that's unfortunate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone that vapes?
She just said it.
Yeah.
Look, she's been talking about.
I'm going to mouth this.
Who is Benjamin? Oh, Lauren. Got it. All right. Yeah. Benjamin, Lauren. Sorry. She just.
Yeah,
inform me that you guys are big dopers. I'm sorry, guys.
All you got to do is look at the basketball court. Like, every time you look over, like, not indoor, but, like, outdoor, anytime you see any of the kids playing, there's just, like, clouds of smoke. It's like, oh, okay, cool.
I guess I don't see that shit.
Yeah, I do. Because I'm so judgy about it.
My nephew has the weed pen, though.
How old your nephew?
25. 24?
8.
No. What's the next movie you guys seeing going to movies? What's the next going to the movies movie? Never?
The Whale.
Good. You just want to be depressed.
Well, okay. Girl Child wants to see that new horror movie, Megan.
Uh-huh.
Since her birthday is next week, we might have to take her to see that at some point.
Happy 12.
11. Sorry.
Oh, you could say that?
Oh, yeah, she's turning 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she was 11.
Can I say she's a girl? Like, can I say that? Or
she's calling her girl child.
Or we're going to start giving them referring to them non-binary terms.
I mean, you could.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Child one, child two. Or older child, but, younger child.
Yeah, or they. Yeah. They're turning 11.
That's acceptable.
Yeah.
I would shoot myself before I would say shit like that. I'm sorry.
You just said it, though. And you didn't.
I know, but I said it. Jokingly, sarcastically.
Why can't you just think about it jokingly every time you want to say it?
What do you mean?
Well, if the only way you can say it is in the joke, just make the joke every time you say it.
I just no, because I'm sorry.
He's so hard. Like,
whoa, wheezy guys.
I don't know.
Very hard.
So no.
Listen, the microphone ain't the only thing she's gonna be stroking. Like when Demi Lovato came out with that whole thing, I just
what whole thing?
Where she wanted to be referred to as they.
Oh, and then took it back like a year later?
Yeah.
But she also had an alien thing, right? What was that about?
Oh, whatever. I stopped paying. Once she wanted to revert to as they, I stopped paying attention.
I stopped paying attention when she wanted to go back. I was like, make up your mind. What are we doing here?
Like, I'm sorry. Like, they.
Okay. Well, why not? It's an easy thing to do to make somebody feel accepted and happy. Why am I going to fight against someone? Like, that's what you want? Absolutely, that's what I'll call you. I'll call you whatever you want.
Listen, I agree with you. Like, I think people that get super bent out of shape about stuff like that, I just literally can't do it. I can't, like, go to talk about someone and say they. Like, yeah, if I, like, when she wants you to refer to, when, I said she.
When they want you.
When Demi Lovato wants you to refer to Demi Lovato as they, I have a hard time doing that.
But I feel like it's an easy thing to train your brain to do because we do it all the time without even thinking about it. Someone lost their wallet. Okay. You find a wallet on the thing. Oh, they left their wallet here. Let's see. You just referred to one singular person as they.
Right, but you don't know who they
and
is.
And you did it automatically.
He's saying by the time I know who they is, I'll give him a name. I'll give him the proper assigned gender.
That's what I'm saying.
He's saying, I don't want to.
I'm not saying that I'm against pronouns or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, it's not an easy
it's an
thing
extra
for me
step
to do.
For you, and you don't want to do that extra
that
step.
I don't want to take. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. That's a very good way of putting that. Like, when Ellen Page wanted to be called Elliot Page, absolutely, no problem. Like,
they spent like two episodes of the actual Umbrella Academy talking about this. I was like, guys.
It's just when you're making it harder for people, like he said, it's an extra step that doesn't need to be taken.
No, it's like, an extra step that you don't want to deal with.
All right, yeah.
I understand you. Again, I'm a lazy person as well. That's why I don't talk to or about people. It's like I don't even want to deal with it. Listen to the way I tell stories, right? If I don't say name, I'll just tell you their association with me.
Yeah.
So either I'm saying Kevin, or I say the two and a half chicks, or I say the guy I do music with, or a coworker, or my sister, or my nephew. Yeah. I don't give names.
It's true.
But that's how I am. That's how I talk. I noticed white people like to give names a lot. That kind of bothers me.
Now, I wonder, like, is it because it's a lazy thing to just say their name? Instead of,
I don't know.
I feel like it's, I always feel like it's a name drop thing.
I
right?
just think it's
like,
a cultural thing.
Like I'm name dropping when I say
like to feel more important or something. Like there are people who like me. I don't know. Listen, I'm making
but
it
like
up.
What about like, I mean, it's been very well documented. I don't care if people like me because I don't like most people. So like when I say someone's name, what is it then?
You're like, look at me, how important I am. I know people.
Put it this way.
I don't
put
know.
It this way. When you talk to, I've always been this way, by the way. Like, this didn't just start. Whenever I talk to my sister, when I talk about our parents, I go, mother, father.
Okay.
Because I think it's funny to call our parents by mother and father.
Okay.
And when I'm talking to my parents, I refer to my sister as their daughter.
Okay.
It's... Again, if
so, you're going that extra step.
Here's the crazy thing: it's not an extra step.
Yeah, it's really not because whether like
they know who she is.
Yeah,
but whenever my mother talks to my sister about me, she'll say your brother, or she'll actually say my name, my middle name usually. But
yeah,
like, it's just a weird thing. Like I don't. It's so second nature for me to associate people with how they fit in my life rather than their actual name.
So I get what you're saying. Like in like, let's just say your sister's name is Maria. Mm-hmm. There's no difference between saying, "Hey, Maria called me before," and saying, "Hey, your daughter called me before." Yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah, absolutely.
Other people hear that conversation and they go, "Why did you refer to your sister as their daughter?" I was like, "Cause she is."
Yeah. All right.
To me, it makes it a more interesting conversation for me to say.
Yeah,
It's just something stupid that I did when I was a teenager and I kept at it.
Well, I noticed like when I talk about my brother and my sister, I don't say my brother and my sister. I say my siblings.
Well,
because I think it's lazy. It's just easier for me to say siblings instead of saying my brother and my sister.
Well, that's fine because that's the right word, especially if you talk about both of them. But if you're talking about your brother, you won't say your brother.
No,
right?
No, I say his name and then right. And if I'm talking about my sister, I say
exactly. I don't do that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
The girl child had a question for Bobby the other day, because when he's talking about his parents, he uses their first names, but when he talks to his mom, he says her first name, but calls his dad when he's talking to him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because like my dad actually called me before. Mm-hmm. He's in my phone as dad. Mm-hmm. That's what I call him.
Right.
When I talk to my siblings about my dad, mm-hmm. I call him daddy.
Okay.
Because that's just what we've called him as kids. And that, like that never changed really. My mom is in my phone as mom. Mm-hmm. when I talk to my siblings and my dad about my mom, I refer to her as mom mm-hmm. or mommy. Mm-hmm. But when I talk to her, I'm like, hey, Sue. Like, I just, and it's not like a disrespectful right. thing. She's, again, if she had a problem with it, she would have no fucking problem telling me so.
Right, my father did not want me calling him by his first name.
Yeah, like, I guess I just have a different relationship with my mom. No, because it's not. I feel like it's very equal. Like, I can talk to my parents about anything.
Again, like you said, if she had a problem with it, you'd change it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do your siblings, what do they call her when they talk to her?
I think they call her mom. I don't.
I feel like I've heard your brother say
Sue,
like when he's getting her attention, maybe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't know, honestly. I've never really paid attention to that. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, my parents are mom and dad, or when I need something, dad.
Even at work? Yuck.
Like,
sometimes I'll call him if I need to, like, if I'm talking about something, I'll be like, oh, well, I'll have to find out from Bob for you. But my dad and him have the same mm-hmm. name. My dad goes by Bobby a lot. So now I've had to start making everyone else around us call him my dad Bob instead of Bobby because it's weird.
Yeah, that is not fun.
You know, how does that work out in the bedroom?
And someone yells out Bobby and then I turn and I know they're not talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoever it is not looking for me. They're looking for her dad. Mm-hmm. And yet I still turn my head like a fucking idiot.
Because you have
like,
to, just in case.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
When I moved to Long Island, I was literally starting my job, a new job, and I moved to Long Island. Like, I don't know anybody who lives in Long Island. And somebody's yelling, Michelle, Michelle, Michelle. And I don't turn around because nobody here knows me. I don't know anyone here.
That's funny.
And literally, it's people I knew.
Like, I call your parents by their first names.
But that's acceptable. You're the in-law.
Yeah, well, like, I did that before I started working for them, though.
Right, but you're the in-law. So yeah, that's acceptable.
Yeah. Like, I like any girl I've ever dated, like, I either call them by Mr. and Mrs. whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, the longest relationship I had before Michelle, same thing. But see, then I started working. It's so funny. I started working for her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started calling him by his first name.
This is a pattern behavior thing.
I know, right? Like, I just realized that. Like,
we're about to break up.
Yeah.
You start banging these chicks for the job.
And then I always think about, like, my oldest friend growing up.
Better.
Like, one of my oldest friends that I grew up with in Brooklyn. Like, I'm 41 years old now, but when I see his dad, I still call him Mr.
That's a respect.
And then their last name. He, like, I'm not even kidding. I'd say 100 times in my life, he's told me to call him by his regular name, and I still call him Mr. One, because the man still to this day scares me. He's very intimidating. Like,
nice as can be, but
yeah, but like,
I could see as a kid.
Like, I've seen him angry, like, not at me, at my buddy, and I'm just like, no, that's a scary man. Like, but at the same time, my buddy calls my dad by his, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, whereas I feel like with other people's parents, I haven't always been that way. Like, I think it's just depends on your relationship with someone.
My sister's friends, or I guess ex-friends, it doesn't matter. They used to call my father Mr. B.
Okay.
Which I was like, oh, that's pretty clever. I like that.
We have a bus driver in the town where I grew up whose name is Mr. B. He's like got to be in his 80s now, but the man's like a legend. He drove like literally like my parents to school, and he's still driving school bus up until like 5 years ago he retired. And his name is Mr. B. Nicest man ever.
What if it was
shout out dad? Manchester. I know, right?
My father's not 80 years old.
Oh.
Man. Just saying. Shit.